You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now in the studio for the new Comedy Central stand-up special, I Got This, comedian Sam Morril. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you greeted me with the fist bump, the Howie Mandel fist bump.
Yeah.
Are you really concerned about, has Howie, the media gotten to you with the whole coronavirus deal?
Yes. Howie was ahead of the curve. Howie
way
was
ahead. He's laughing at everybody. Yeah. Going,
but I've been on the road. It's funny how it's like I put out this special essentially like to get my money back on the road through YouTube because I wanted to get the highest visibility. And now everywhere I go, they're like, "Stay in, don't go out." And I'm like, "Well, I might have did a bad job here. I don't know."
Well, that's the thing is that much of your revenue, I gotta imagine, has got to be when jumping on a plane, getting on the road and stuff. It's throwing a monkey wrench, right?
It's crazy. And not only that, but they're just saying like everywhere I go is out of Purell. And then I'm like, oh, cool. I guess I'll share a microphone with three comics I've never met
right,
on the show.
Exactly. Perfect. Spitting onto it.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from New York City.
Okay. Born and raised?
Yeah.
And how'd you get into stand-up?
I just like, this is so stupid, but I love stand-up, and then you have your friends saying, hey, you're funny, you should do stand-up, but it's like, you're funny to your friends for a different reason than you're funny sure. to a group full of drunks. So, you know, so I remember first thing I did was I signed up for a comedy class, and then I was like, I'm going to go to an open mic, and a friend of mine from high school just came with me, and he's like, you should bring a six-pack of beer with you on stage in case you bomb. I drank four of the beers on stage. That's how bad the set went.
Wow. But it's very brave for anyone to go up there. I always give props. It's a very courageous thing to do because you're vulnerable and you're on that stage. And obviously, you got comfortable with it because congrats on the new special. More than 1.3 million views on YouTube, man. But
just came out. I want to keep those numbers rising because that's the thing. If you're not on Netflix or one of these things that where you're in the algorithm, you can kind of go away if you don't keep promoting. So, you know, I encourage people, if you like it, to share it because it's really like, you know, it's a new age. You can kind of make your own stuff, which is pretty inspiring and cool. You know, I shouldn't refer to my own self as inspiring. What a douche I am. Yeah, this is a pretty inspiring feat I accomplished. Ugh.
No,
sorry.
No. You don't sound douchey. Because it's true. There's a platform now that you can help yourself, which is great. And you produce this on your own, and it was all you, right?
Well, what happened was I ran it for all the buyers here in LA twice. I ran it for all the buyers in New York twice. Everyone was kind of like, we're good. And I kind of said to my agent, like, what the hell is going on? She said, you know, it's such a good hour. I don't know what to do. And I said, I know what to do. I'm going to shoot it myself. I'm going to hire some dudes on the cheap and got everyone from my last special. I got like my set designer from my last special. People just want to be involved with it, which was awesome. I got the Comedy Cellar in New York to help out. And, then once it was shot, Comedy Central was like, we'd love to be involved somehow. And my only rule was...
They want to be involved.
Yeah, now they want to be involved. I think the only reason they make an offer last time was I did an hour with them like less than a year ago than when I pitched it to them. And that was too soon for them.
Okay.
So then I said, I'll do it, but it's got to be on YouTube with no ads because that's where you lose people is with the ads. I was like, I'm going up against like Dave Chappelle on Netflix with no ads. You think I should have an ad every 3 minutes? That's what you do. Even if you have cable, there's an ad every 3 minutes now.
Yeah.
So it's like, who the hell is watching this?
Sure. It hurts the rhythm and everything. Good for you though, man. You took it in your own hands. What are you talking about on stage?
Well, now I know you didn't watch it. And
Not yet. I'm juggling a lot and I got three kids.
I get it. No, it's a, it's, a lot of it opens with a lot of stuff on the Me Too movement, and I think I have a pretty fair take for a man. And I had a guy tweet at me, "Please don't tell me Sam Morril is a feminist." And I was like, "That's like the worst thing I could be." I was like, "What is it? What is a feminist to you?" And he was like, "You know, like." He's like, I don't know, just like women's rights. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm a feminist. I don't know.
Are men, can men be a feminist?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I didn't know.
You can be pro women's
rights. I think men who describe themselves as a feminist are annoying. But if you're just a feminist, then yeah, you're a feminist.
What about men who describe themselves as inspiring?
As inspiring? They're the worst. I would never trust one of those guys. No, but of course, you know, so I think I try to have a lot of men are pretty angry right now and I get it. So I was like, well, let me try to have like a fair take on both sides. So I think that's, you know, that's what I did. And then there's stuff on guns or stuff on mass shootings or some stories that I tell that one of them is about a vigilante in Cleveland who essentially saved me from getting my ass kicked.
True story?
So, true story. Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, that's a tease. Check it out.
I don't think we have enough vigilantes out there.
Yeah. Real life. Bronson was the last good one, right? And Death Wish there. So do you find yourself in writing your material, having to censor yourself with everybody being so damn hypersensitive and stuff?
No, I don't. I mean, of course, sometimes you throw stuff out there and you feel some resistance. But Dave Attell is one of my favorite comics. We always say a groan is close to a laugh. And I think that's so true. So if you're getting a groan, you're close to something. You're saying it incorrectly.
They still like it.
There's something they like, but I also think there's a lot of comics just trying to be shocking for the sake of being shocking. There's got to be substance. You've got to be honest. I mean, I think an audience can feel if you're doing it just to shock. So I think to walk a line is good, but it's got to come from a place of you know, genuine honesty.
Yeah, authenticity. Yeah, I mean, just growing up, because comics are always the truth tellers. They were always ones that kind of kept it real with you. And now, because I'm a big fan of stand-up comedy, it's frustrating to see them, even people trying to take them down. It's like, really? You got to be able to.
We're grooming new SNL cast members like they're running for Congress. It's insane. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. I understand that people. I also think like we don't need to be more accepting, but we should be more forgiving too. The idea that people are digging through your tweets and they're digging through your past and stuff. I understand if you're offended, but looking to get offended is where I think that's where the problem is.
The whole community here in LA, everyone's just the community of victims, just waiting to see how they're going to be offended that day, which I'm sure can provide a lot of fodder for you.
I have a bit. What's really happened? I was at the Comedy Cellar one night, and it was right after that baby got eaten by the alligator at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I basically the 2 days after it happened, I said, you know, I just think if that baby were armed, he'd still be with us, you know. And this woman in the front row walked out, and she wrote a long email, and she's screaming and like out, and I'm just laughing, and the Comedy Cellar could not be more supportive of comics and whatever. Also, it was a new bit. So then I was like, well, she wrote this horrible email, so now I'm going to read the email. So I started reading the email on stage, kill.
Good.
So I turned it into like an 8-minute bit, that's on YouTube too. It's called The Alligator Story.
Good. I love that. And that's funny, by the way.
So it's a joke.
Well, some comics are like, screw you, you can't get offended. But to me, it's like, oh, wow, I might have, you. It's hard to write material. You might have given me more material. So.
I like it. You leaned into it. Cool.
Yeah.
And I read you're dating another comedian.
I am.
How'd y'all meet?
I'd seen her on Conan a couple times. I'd seen her on The Tonight Show, and I wrote her a message one time after, I think, a Fallon set saying, you know, great set, tight writing, you know. I said tight writing. I was very professional. I'm not the dude that's just going to like sneak in like that. So especially to a colleague, Jesus, what a creep I would be. Not reading the news, apparently, if you're just doing that. And she was engaged. I wasn't trying anything. And then I was running the hour to try to shop it out here. And I realized I didn't have someone to just warm up the crowd 20 minutes. So I said, would you do 20 minutes in front of me tomorrow if you're not busy? And she said, of course. And we just kind of got along pretty well, but then started texting, all that stuff. Yeah. And
how'd her fiance feel about all this?
that was over. That was over. It was in the ending stages. So
nice. Good for you. Funny, sexy. I think funny women.
I agree,
sexy.
Man. Yeah. I thought you were coming on to me. But,
you're kind of cute yourself. But
no, she's very funny and very cute. So,
do you help each other out with material, bounce stuff back and forth, or you keep that individual?
Yeah, no, I mean, not a lot. Sometimes I can't, it's tough. I can't run bits about her to her.
That's true.
I can be like, hey, this joke where I think you're crazy. What do you stand on it? But if I have like a topical bit, I'm like, hey, is this the right angle? Is this funny to you? Or you want to make sure it's not hacky or something. So I'll run a bit by her and she'll do the same for
nice.
Sure.
Yeah. Support each other. What about social media? Do you like it? You embrace it? Or?
You know,
it's one of those things you kind of feel you got to do.
If my special were on Netflix and I didn't feel I had to promote it constantly, I would take a step back and disengage. But the fact that I have to promote this, and this is such a kind of self-produced project, it's been, it's tough to step back and I hate it. I really hate it.
Yeah. It's funny because there's some people on Twitter, for example, that are really funny with their comments and witty and what have you. And then you meet them in person and they're
the worst.
Zero personality and the worst. it's funny how sometimes funny transfers on text, and then there's other people that maybe aren't so funny on social, but then my God, they have a great set or they're just funny on stage. So it doesn't always go in unison.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in comedy that are mentally ill. So I think that's, you've touched on something there. I mean, yeah, you're like, this guy's hilarious. And then you meet them and you're like, did this guy have a full frontal lobotomy or something?
Exactly.
What is going on? Yeah, of course.
This person might kill me.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. All right, man, before you go, I'll put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Sure.
Okay. Go to karaoke song.
A go to karaoke. I mean, I don't, but I would probably. Just to upset everyone in the room, Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah. just to bring down everyone in the karaoke joint.
I like that choice. Movie you can quote the most.
Wow. Oh, God. Movie I can quote the most. That's tough. You know, probably the movie Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, because I've watched it so many times. Or The Big Lebowski. There's got to be a movie I've watched a ton.
Sure. Right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Who did I like growing up? Definitely Denise Richards, because of Wild Things. That hit me at a very important time.
Yes.
Puberty-wise. Jennifer Love Hewitt was hot when I was definitely growing up, for sure. Yeah, I don't know.
It's funny.
I used to have a joke about when you're a kid, it takes like nothing to get you aroused. I'm like, oh my God, like just like Jennifer Love Hewitt smile. And you're like, oh my God, I'm rock hard now.
Now
I'm like getting choked. And I'm like, tell me I'm adopted. Like, why? Yeah. This is what it takes now, you know?
All-time favorite stand-up.
Dave Attell makes me laugh the hardest as a human. He's also the best person in comedy, on top of being the funniest human being I've ever met. So that they say don't meet your heroes, but he's the funniest and the best person.
Nice.
And, you know, I mean, growing up, Rodney Dangerfield killed me. So.
I love Rodney. Maybe
Back to School is the most I can quote. I mean, every line in Back to School is gold. You know, yeah. When his wife is leaving him, she's like, oh, you're impossible. Oh, yeah? And you're easy. Like, those are just gold one-liners.
All-time favorite athlete?
Patrick Ewing. I'm a Knicks fan, so it's been rough. I mean, yeah. Ewing, I loved Ewing. I love the Yankees, so any one of like Jeter, Posada, Mariano, like, you know, I love that 90s Yankees, Paul O'Neill, sure. Bernie.
And what's your last meal?
My last meal.
You're going to the chair. I don't mean what you just had.
probably something that's going to give me like horrible diarrhea so that they have to like clean it up. You know what I mean? If they're killing me, I don't want their job to be easy. Let's go like a pork burrito bowl or something, you know?
Spice it up.
Spicy. Spicy chorizo.
I like the logic behind that. Well, you can watch Sam, I Got This, on Comedy Central's YouTube channel. Sam, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's standup.com/Sam Morrell. So I hope you watch it. Thanks for having me.
You got it. We'll put all the info up at onwithmario.com.
On with Mario Lopez.